Do I need to do something to get it? Are you? Can you read the recording?
I think so,
yeah.
Okay, Dr. Seth, we're ready to go back into session.
Okay. We're back in session at 2:03 p.m. So, board members, we need to conclude on this case number 19-121, and we'll need a motion.
Well, actually, this matter involves the new complaint that you just opened a short time ago. And I think whatever you don't remember that. And so it's just on the allegations relating to whether Dr. Elbridge practiced less medicine, wrote several prescriptions, various time periods in which his license was suspended.
Okay.
And what action does Amy want to take with respect to both allegations?
Does someone like to make a motion?
This is Dr. Campbell. I can make a motion.
Go ahead, Dr. Campbell.
I'd like to make a motion to move this case to a formal hearing in an expeditious manner to include the 2019 case, all to be heard by the board at that time.
So you're asking to be heard by our board rather than OR?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion. We'll need a second on Dr. Campbell's motion. I'll go ahead and second Dr. Campbell's motion. And at this point, Gail, do you want to do roll call? Unless there's more discussion, board members would like to have.
So just to be clear, as I understand the motion, it's to move this case in the 2019 case to formal hearing. By the nature of the motion, you are not summarily suspending Dr. Elbridge's license, but there obviously is an understanding that he's currently suspended under 3232.02. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you. This is Dan Rubin. And I was wondering if this is open for discussion.
Yes, it is.
Okay. As I understood Dr. Campbell's motion, this was a motion for formal hearing to be heard by this board and not to be sent to OLA. And I was just curious as to Dr. Campbell why you chose that.
Thank you, Doctor. That was the conclusion that I came to based on just the conversation that we've had since the beginning of the hearing, to include the fact that it apparently is, it could be costly to send matters to the board, and usually it's recommended to send matters to the other board when they're extremely complex and detailed in nature. I'm not against it by any means. I thought that, based on those two facts, that it can be costly. I didn't even realize that there was a fee that is charged to the board to hear our cases, but apparently there is. And that also, more detailed cases that would include witnesses, expert testimony, et cetera, are typically sent there, which is probably why it costs a lot of money. So I thought that maybe I would make a motion that we could take care of the matters ourselves and be able to come up with a more proactive resolution to the case together as opposed to sending it elsewhere. However, as respectfully to the board, which is only my second meeting, and so I'm definitely open for any other suggestions that my esteemed board members may have regarding the matter.
I understand, Dr. Campbell, what Mrs. Bruce-Patrick was saying. And I'm going to go ahead with your motion for a second, but I'm going to resend my to the board's portion, and I'd rather see this move to OWA. It will get him there quicker, and the cases are already fairly well documented by the executive director. So my preference would be obviously to suspend the license. I'll stick with your first motion, but the second part of it, I would prefer that it go to OWA.
This is Kate Ellen. I want there to be misunderstanding. Going to OWA will not necessarily get this case teed up more quickly. If I may, Dr. Campbell, if you want to just rephrase your motion, and why don't you just take the referral part first, that you want to refer this case to formal hearing along with the 2019 case, consolidate those and move those to formal hearing. After we get a vote on that, then we can take another motion and discuss whether the board should hear it or whether it should go to OWA. With respect to the cost of OWA, I know that it's several hundred dollars to open the case, and then we have the ALJ time that is involved for hearing the case and writing a recommended decision. And I know that that can also run into several hundred dollars, so my guess is that you might be looking at a couple thousand dollars if you go to OWA. I don't believe there was any experts involved in this case, but if there was any experts involved calling on behalf of the board, then the board would be responsible for those calls.
Thank you for that clarification. So yes, we can move forward with the first part of the motion.
I'm sorry, so Dr. Campbell would want to resend his first motion and whoever seconded it, resend their second. And we can start over with just one motion relating to the referral of two cases to a formal hearing.
This is Dr. motion, and I'd like to make a new motion, a motion to move this case to formal hearing in an expeditious manner to include the 2019 case.
And I'll second that motion.
Correct.
Great. So again, the motion is to refer this new case and the 2019 case to formal hearing in an expeditious manner, as reasonable as possible. There was no decision to summarily suspend Dr. Elders today with the understanding that he remains suspended under 32-02.
That is correct.
Okay. And then you would need a roll call.
Is there any further discussion? Dr. Chadwick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye. Can you hear me?
Ms.
Yes. Yeah.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Now, I think for direction for staff and for Dr. Elders and Bennett, if there is a motion whether this hearing should be held in front of the board or refer to the Office of Administrative Hearings, understanding that, the Office of Administrative Hearings is fairly accommodating when you request request a hearing date, and Dr. Albers is entitled to 35 days notice before a hearing is to be held.
This is Dr. Campbell. I have a question. A general question. When the Office of Administrative Hearings hears a case, they make their recommendation to us, and then we go forward with the determination, or does that office handle everything from that point forward?
So the Office of Administrative Hearings will render a recommended decision. They make findings of fact, conclusions of law, and then they make a recommendation whether to dismiss the charges, the allegations, or to make some sort of recommendation with respect to proposed discipline. That recommended decision then comes back to the board, and the board has the authority to accept the decision, reject the decision, or make modifications to the decision.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Does anybody else have any questions? I could definitely make a motion based off of the suggestion of my colleagues to move the matter to the official hearing for the matter of the Office of Administrative Hearings, if that's what the route we'd like to go.
This is Karen Tibbetts. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just had a quick question about whether it goes to OA or it is heard before this board. Is there one route or the other that is more quickly scheduled, or how does that work?
I don't believe so. I think if we requested a hearing today, we would get a hearing from OA in approximately 35 to 40 days. I have not experienced a big backlog with OA, and it would easily fall within one of your monthly meeting dates, so you could schedule a hearing. So I don't view timing as a big issue. If I'm proven wrong and we go to request a hearing and we're scheduling a hearing for 90 days out, we can always pull it back and bring it before the board. I should note, just so everyone is clear, that you can decide to hold a hearing in front of the board, but the licensee always has the option to request the hearing go before the Office of Administrative Hearings. They don't often do that, but they have that right if they want to make that request.
Thank you. This is Dr. Campbell. I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to refer this case and the 2019 case that we have referred over for a hearing to the Office of Administrative Hearings. And please, if there's any additional verbiage we need, please feel free to add it.
I think an implication in that motion is we refer to the Office of Administrative Hearings and staff learns that for some reason OA is unable to provide us with a timely hearing, that staff would have the option to bring it back before the board.
Should I start over with the motion?
No, would you agree with that little caveat?
I agree.
Thank you. Dr. Covey, that was the second.
That was the second from Dr. Covey.
do roll call, please?
Yeah, I think we'll need roll call.
Dr. Sadler?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spratt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Board members, are we ready to move forward then?
Okay.
Okay. Let me digress then to case, let's go on to number 5, which is case number 20137. And that will be with Ms. Martin. Ms. Anthony, is she in the room?
She is, Dr. Shaba.
Okay. So can you give us a summation on that case number 20137?
Yes. Dr. Shadlick, members of the board, this is case number 20-137. This complaint came to the board by way of a request for license verification from a representative of Medco Systems located in New Jersey. According to their website, Medco is a company used by entities in the healthcare-related industry to verify licensure. As part of the investigation, an internet search disclosed the following NPI profile. The profile claims that Ms. Martin is a naturopath. Business card states Lisa Martin, DNM naturopath. E-health scores classifies as a naturopath. Quantum Wellness website, Wellness Medical Center. Under the heading Meet the Team, it states Lisa Martin, naturopath. Claims to provide naturopathic RX, book an appointment, discuss naturopathic medicine and practice of naturopathic medicine. Advertises obtaining genetic sequencing, claiming, quote, it arms us with your predisposition health traits and inherited monogenetic illness. With this information, we can keep you from, quote unquote, surprise disease or illness. Frequently asked questions on naturopathic medicine. And are naturopathic real medical doctors? And that's SICOUR is how it's spelled on the website. Ms. Martin places a picture of what looks like a diploma. However, it is from the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. The average consumer or patient would not know there is a difference between a certificate and a diploma from an approved college of naturopathic medicine.
And Ms. Martin, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. I replied to the request that she sent me a letter with my education, that I did go to a natural medical school. I am currently...
Yeah, can she move closer to the mic? I'm sorry, I'm unable to hear.
Is there a green light on?
Yeah.
You push the button that says push. Hold it down for mouth touch. Okay. We're giving her another mic. Would you mind starting over, ma'am? Thank you.
So the complaint came to me as that we were doing naturopathic medical thing or quantum wellness. I replied with my I knew natural medicine school. I had no idea where the business card came from. I've never even seen it prior to her sending it to me. It was a photocopy of, I actually don't even know what it is. It's just a photocopy of my name and the DNM, not my address or anything like that. I've never heard of e-health scores. I contacted the company and said, where's this information? Your website, where did you get your information from? And came from a business in press, and I had to fight deal with the recruiting campaign with the letter that I wrote to them, asking where they received the information. They never responded to me. Quincy Holmes Medical Center is owned by Mediante, and I am, like I said, I chose a natural medicine school. I applied for advanced scanning at SPNM so that I could fit the NCLEX, but they're successful process and get all of my information from the natural medical school that I did go to in order for that to occur. But in the meantime, as you stated, you came over our website and you see all that information. However, the part that she did for the book appointment, you can actually have an appointment. It's not open practice. You mostly said there. You can say, I'm currently the first of what I do. I'm going to school so that I can practice on top of medicine. This is where all that comes from. We do also have body scanning technology for natural medicine, for energy medicine that is mentioned.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Martin. Board members, your comments?
This is Dan Rubin. What is the fact that the notion that Quantum Wellness Medical Center is owned by your fiance has to do with your testimony? I'm confused.
It's that I'm not running a, it appears that it's a town that I run a medical facility that I own and operate as a medical facility, which I don't. I do permanent makeup and aesthetics at a facility that will eventually be a medical facility when we're finished licensing. Okay.
So here, there is, in our board packet, without looking at your website, just based on what Ms. Anthony gave us, it says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times the word naturopathic or naturopath referring to you or the wellness center. So are there naturopathic physicians licensed by this board working there?
There are no naturopathic. There's not. There's an
ENT.
And
why did it say that?
Well, it actually doesn't refer to me, I don't believe. It refers to what do naturopaths do, what do alternative medicine.
Meet the team, Lisa Martin.
It does say that. And then my, which I did provide as well, so my tooling called naturopaths and natural medical practitioners. I have since changed it to alternative medical practitioner.
But you're not a medical practitioner. You don't have a license to practice medicine in the state. You're claiming to practice medicine without a license. You just said to this board that you changed it to alternative medicine practitioner.
Because we do have the health scan. It's an energy medicine. We have a health scan technology there. Mm-hmm. We do have that. And so
you have a nurse practitioner. Okay. So you claim nowhere that you are claiming to be an MD, a naturopathic doctor, a naturopath, practicing naturopathic medicine whatsoever.
Yes, right. We may have
anything that you control.
Correct. We don't have people coming to our facility for anything to do with medical right now. Like, somebody who runs in is for a mutual or an institution is that kind of facility.
And I made that permanent makeup as
well,
because
that's what I do.
Well, how did all this get there?
We're able to practice with any health scan. Today, we
wanted to.
I don't know.
So, does it say naturopath and naturopathic, or does it not?
It did. And then when she sent me the letter, I turned it off.
And why did you put it there in the first place?
When I go to school, it's that they on our, they call it a naturopathic medicine.
Did they really call you naturopathic medicine doctor? Or did they call you a naturopath?
I think they called us up.
Yeah. Okay. So not Hippocratic medicine, even though you've referred to yourself as using medicine several times, it's going to be exquisitely clear that you're sitting in a state, whether at a board, as you can clearly see, with a school, a four-year school, not an online school. It's a clear track for becoming a licensed physician, which you are not, but you were referring to yourself as one.
I don't think that it refers to me as a physician, no.
What does DNM mean?
I don't believe the website says DNM on it.
I mean, okay. The business card did e-health
support. That business card is not mine. That e-health support, I have no idea what that is. We have two business cards. I have two business cards, and I applied both of those business cards to the campaign. I don't even know if I'm going to have my name on them. There are more business cards for the office. Because there's other modality or other people there.
Well, all I'm looking at is our board packet, as I'm sure many other board members are, where it uses the word naturopathic multiple times over. And I'm not looking at the actual internet. I'm just looking at what's been given to us. It's printed from there. So, I don't know. Somebody else can question FCC said.
How did you wind up, how did you wind up with an NPI number?
When you get to a certain point and you finish grade school, they qualify as create an NPI as well as the you call that the diploma, or it's not a diploma, and we have to turn that paperwork in as well as another one, two, another, I think it's an AAMA, so we turn out three of those at the same time. It's the form that you refer to as a perceived diploma, which is not a perceived diploma, but there's that, the NPI, and then there's actually another one that I've received since then.
Naturopathic holistic medicine. So that's, I think, where we're getting very confused. So I think the motion needs to be made that you need to cease and desist and remove anything that the public could perceive as a licensed practitioner in naturopathic medicine. And I would say that it needs to be done by Monday.
I believe it's already been done, but if you want to take a look at some people again and tell me if there's anything on there that's unacceptable as of right now, I can do that.
I'll make a motion that you expunge anything that has to do with naturopathic medicine, naturopathic physician, naturopathic doctor, all those terms that could be misconstrued to the public, that you're actually a physician of naturopathic medicine or you're a naturopathic doctor.
Yes, okay. Now, can I try again to reach out to e-health forms? And we'll continue to try to help. They reach out to me. I don't know how to contact it. And, you know, and I first type that you have a letter to email from it. I just don't have a hold of it.
Board members, do you have, do you want to open up discussion? Any more discussion on this?
Do we have jurisdiction over, doing a lot?
I mean, she is not a licensee, but if you have information that you believe constitutes her holding herself out as a licensee or have the ability to practice naturopathic medicine that could lead a member of the public to reach that same conclusion. You can ask her to remove all those references as much as she can on the internet. Under a generic statute under Title 32, you can also issue her a cease and desist order for the information that she put out there on the web relating to her ability or at least a suggestion that she can practice naturopathic medicine.
Okay, thank you.
Could you please repeat what you said?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Dr. Rubin, you were asking for Ms. Galvin, what she said, or are you asking for what I said?
I was asking Ms. Galvin about repeating what you said about a cease and desist order that didn't come through clear to me.
Under Title 32?
Yes, you can issue a cease and desist letter ordering Ms. Martin to cease and desist from the various activities that are alleged. And if she would violate that and continue to hold herself out of a naturopathic position, you could go to Superior Court and seek an injunction.
Thank you.
You also have the option to refer it, the matter to either the county attorney or the attorney general's office if you believe that she practiced naturopathic medicine. I don't know if you have evidence that she practiced naturopathic medicine as opposed to holding herself out as being able to practice naturopathic medicine. And that's what the evidence seems to indicate is more of holding herself out where there could be confusion with the public versus actually practicing medicine. So I'm not sure that a referral to the Attorney General's office would be appropriate.
Dr. Campbell, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a question, if I may, for Mrs. Martin. Can you describe the American Association of Drugless Practitioners? How did you become involved with them?
Yes. There's a point in each part of when my high school was when I got my bachelor's, there's a part where you apply to the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. Once you get your master's, they have you apply to another one, which is AANA. And then when you get your PhD, there's a couple other things that they have you do as well, which I have not done. But since I did second step, which is the AANA, I have not published that anywhere, even it does use the word doctor on there, but since hearing from Sandy, I haven't published it. I just have to take it. So I have to the practitioner one.
Okay. And according to their website, they do advertising for the people who join their membership, and so...
And I'm not on that. You can choose to do that. You can choose to do that, but you have to pay more. I just pay to do it because that's part of it to get your bachelor and you do that. And you pay a certain part so you get your master's. I just those portions just to be obvious. I didn't actually, I don't go to them. I don't use their insurance. I don't have anything to do with them. I've never spoken to them really even after I send that paperwork in. I think they log in, they gave us an online login and stuff like that, but I don't use it.
Okay, and where exactly, you said that you completed naturopathic college, where did you go to university?
So I went to Quantum voluntary, Columbia University, San Antonio Columbia University. And so what I've done since then is I knew that, or I know that you can take that in education and use it to get in Snapchat here, is I have SPM here in Arizona taking all of my credits from over there, all of my schooling, so that I can get an advanced standing here and see your message through SPM. And I've already been working with somebody on that. Which again, I want practice evidence, so I'm doing it so that we can, because that's what my intention is to do, though. That's eventually what I want to do.
Are you like an assistant at this point?
No. I'm working on that.
Okay.
This is Andrew. Are we allowed to look at the current website right now as during this board meeting? Am I allowed to access online if I choose to look to see what the current website looks like?
No, not right at this meeting. I have to go upstairs and do that.
I think they're asking if they can access it.
Oh,
are you asking if you can access it from your personal device?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to do that, everybody.
Physician board members, do you have Dr. Smith, Dr. Fulfill, any observations or questions for her?
I do. This is Dan Rubin. You know, he's been asking, so come back to me.
Well, you were looking at your personal device.
Oh, I'm starting this case.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm sorry to do Dr. Rubin. What would you?
Yeah, I'd like to take us through this a little bit, especially based on what Ms. Martin just said. She was asked if she practiced medicine. She said no, but here in her bio it says that she put herself in medical school. You can verify Nisa's medical credentials here by clicking here. And when I click here, it goes to the NTI registry. And let's see. It classifies her as a naturopath practicing in Arizona. And at the bottom of this page, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times it lists the logo for the AZNMA, which is our state association.
So that's just
on
the
bio page.
Are you a public member?
Regardless of belonging, this absolutely, in my opinion, puts you out as not protecting the public. If I were looking at this and I saw AZNMA, practicing medical credentials, and saying if you put yourself in medical school, I don't think you're a naturopathic doctor. I don't see how anybody else could see otherwise.
In regards to NTI, I also provided where it was really extended the information and responded back in January that it did change the AMP over the medical practitioner. The NTI profile just hasn't updated yet, but I do provide in my response the information I've already requested it to be updated. And I am a member of the AMA. And if you go to on the website and you go to the profile of your appointment, you can't go to the appointment because you don't practice that portion of the week. The website is primarily used for sex.
Do we know if Aaron is in the audience?
Could you repeat your question?
I'm wondering if Aaron is there to verify a question.
Baron? Oh.
You
know
where you got
me, right? No, I did not.
Okay.
Dr. Rubin, what's your feeling on utilizing Title 32 seats in the assist or?
Absolutely. And I know we're in the middle of a motion that you had made that we're discussing. I think, and I know, that this board's highest precept is to protect the public, and that's exactly what we're trying to do here from those who we deem are a danger to the public. by protecting the title and all the terms associated with it that a licensed practitioner is eligible to use. I do not know whether or not a public member is allowed to display the logo of the NMA. Hence the reason that I was seeking direct Glasgow's input, because I don't know where to find that information. So perhaps Ms. Martin can verify that you're able to.
I will contact them.
Right. Okay. So, yes, Dr. Zemelak, I'm very open to seeking to assist anything that would appear to the public that this person is practicing naturopathic medicine in the state of Arizona.
So let me go back into my original motion then. Under Title 32, cease and desist order, I would ask Ms. Martin by Monday or within 1 week from this meeting that anything that has to do with naturopathic medicine or holding yourself out as a practitioner, that sounds like you're going to have a little bit of work to do, that all of that be removed from your website.
Yes, I do that.
And I would say it's up to the board, but I'd say within, since this is a public safety issue, within a week's time span from today.
This is Dr. Rubin, and I will second that motion.
And this is Jean Galvin, Assistant Attorney General. There appears to be not only misleading statements on the website, but on the web in general. And in my experience with other boards where we have individuals holding themselves out as a professional who is not licensed, information that appears not only on the website, but on the web in general, my boards typically require them to make inquiries of various websites to ensure that there's no misleading information on the web in general. And I do know that there are entities or companies that can be hired to go and basically scrub any misleading information from the web. That may be something you want to include in your directive to her or as part of the cease and desist.
Okay, then I'll rephrase my motion under Title 32, cease and desist. I would also then thus have you go into the other agencies that have you, any and all agencies that have you as a naturopathic physician or practitioner of naturopathic medicine. You may need to hire a service to do that, that you get that expunged and removed. So that's my motion.
This is Dan Rubin, and I will second that motion.
And Ms. Anthony, can you do it? Or maybe if you want to have discussion for the discussion on this?
And Ms. Anthony, you can see the roll call.
And can we imply in there that this should be done within the next 30 days or so?
I think that's fair.
Some of the,
so within 30 days,
yes. Yes, she can take care of her website more quickly, but it may take more time to hire a company and have them go through and scrub her information from the web.
Maybe we can do 7 calendar days from today's date for the personal website, and then 30 calendar days from today's date from any and all public websites and forums.
Sounds reasonable. Thank you. And I think Ms. Anthony was ready to take the role if there was no further discussion.
Dr. Sadlick.
Aye.
Dr. Pomio.
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gowland?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spratt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank Ms. Martin.
Thank you.
Let's move on to number 7, which would be review consideration possible action. Most of this was covered, obviously, in number 6. Gail, can you go into number 7 a little bit?
Number 7?
Is there anything to go into?
No. Yeah, we have that one 6, in my opinion.
But 6. Okay. We're moving on then. Let's move on to number 8. Consent agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at the January 9th, 2020 board meeting minutes? And is there anything we need changed? I'd like to take 8, A, B, and C. If we could, all in one motion, if that's going to work.
Make a motion we approve item 8A through C.
I'm sorry, who was that that just made that motion?
That was me. Excuse me, it's Dr. Popio.
Thank you.
The chamber is seconded then.
All those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries.
Moving on to number 9, review consideration and possible action regarding the applications for clinical training. That would be 9A, which would be Christopher Davis to be present.
He is.
Mr. Davis? And Nancy, can you go through that for us?
I can. Dr. Shalik, members of the board, this is an application for clinical training initial for Christopher Davis. Application reflects an affirmative answer to 2 background questions. Applicant supplied the board with the required written supplement outlining a medical condition and a supplementation outlining a 2013 incident. Source documents do disclose the 2013 incident.
And, Ms. Anthony, were there 2 incidents, 2013 and 2014?
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Let me look at that, Dr. Shadlock. Yes, there appears to be a 2013 and a 2014.
For the same issue of GUI?
Correct.
So, Mr. Davis, 2013, were you had a DUI, and was it 2014 you had the extreme DUI?
I'd like to clarify, in 2013, it was a charge for an open oil container, and in 2014 was the DUI.
And then did you have 20-day sentencing for 2014?
No.
You did not? Okay.
No, sir.
Do you have any issues with alcohol currently?
No, I do not.
And you paid all the fees and fines that were given to you in 2014, or 2013 and 2014?
I paid all the fees, I've done all the therapeutic counseling, preventative counseling, MAD counseling. I've done the UAE for the required time, and my life currently is in.
So are you currently being monitored by any agency? Okay. More members' questions for Mr. Davis?
No. No.
I'll make a motion. Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Campbell.
I just have one quick question for Mr. Davis. Sir, from the last incident that you had, the 2014 incident, have you had any contact with law enforcement related to alcohol?
No, sir.
Okay, that's my only question. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we approve Mr. Davis for his clinical training.
Here is the second panel.
And Ms. Anthony, can you do a roll call?
Yes. Dr. Chabot?
Hi.
Dr. Popio?
Hi.
Ms. Kibitz?
Hi.
Ms. Gallen?
Hi.
Dr. Campbell?
Hi.
Dr. Spatt? Dr. Spatt? Did we lose Dr. Spatt? Let the record reflect 253. Dr. Spatt is no longer on the line. Dr. Rubin?
Hi.
Dr. Spatt, did you get back on the line?
Yeah, I thought about that. Someone was doing it in and out. Yeah, good. Hi.
Okay. So are you saying aye to the motion?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay, Mr. Davis, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to move on if the board would like to. Does anyone need a 5-minute break? No? Okay.
Could you
give us 3 minutes? Sure. It's 2:58, so let's go ahead and take, we'll reconvene at 3:05. Is that going to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just taking a break.
So for we're on break till 3:05, which will be we'll reconvene, and we'll reconvene on item number 11.